Do they shoot him? The police ain't shooting?
No.
No, they ain't found him.
They should have shot his dumb ass. They ain't had a person they can shoot. That's what I'm talking about. You got a person you can shoot, you won't shoot. But as soon as you, but when you, the person that you shouldn't shoot, you shoot them. And the person that you should shoot, you don't shoot. That's what you call a catch 22. Come on, really?
Yeah.
Now you had a chance to shoot somebody. You ain't shoot that motherfucker. That don't make no sense. Running up and down the porch, and you know, that's our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? All them kids that run up and down 17th and Lehigh.
Yeah.
Man, see, that's my position. That's why I said shit's fucked up. Mm. Everything is ass backwards. The only two things that's convenient to them. Mm. He should have got popped. First of all, you're stupid anyway. That's why they call it suicide by police. That's why I tell them, I'm going to say it again. That's how you know as a guy. Because trust me, if I'd been the police officer, he would have got popped. Mm. I wouldn't even have said nothing. Dummy, you dumb motherfucker. Pow, you trespassing. Once you cross onto the other corner, you trespassing. Your ass belongs to me.
Okay.
What's wrong with the motherfucker? And the words that Dirty Harry make my day. Come on, brother.
Okay. All right. We heard
that. Well, they have not found the man that was on the porch.
Somebody should have shot him. Some of them young kids around and got guns. Are you kidding me? 17-year-olds over there, all of them over there got guns. See, you're in the house all the time. There's always shooting going on. Why you think the three worst neighborhoods is where the ones that we live in? 191-194 where I was raised down on Vallejo Street. 191-32 where we live at right now. Come on. Guns are over there. Tell me, one of them shit, one of them kids shit. Look, I'm going to say it one more time, right? Hmm. If I had a gun, he'd been done. Because you asked him to be killed, huh?
They haven't found him yet.
I know, because then nobody want to shoot him. I would have shot, I would have thrown a brick at him, then shot him.
Oh, wow.
Run up and down the street with a gun on. Because that block right there, that's where the bus got 17 really right there on the corner. Ain't no but kids up and down there. I walk down there all the time going to Broad and Lehigh. Mm. Come on, ain't no but kids up and down through there. Mm. And well, the post office around the corner.
Yeah.
First of all, the man shouldn't have been on nobody's porch and pulling out and had a gun.
He should have been shot from the door. He should have been shot. Whoever turned the information in should have shot him. I hold him responsible.
Okay.
Excuse me.
That speaks for itself.
All right.
Hey. All right. Next
topic.
Okay. They said that a man was arrested after nearly stealing cash of $200,000, what in a parking lot in New Jersey.
Where is that?
At a gas station.
I don't know.
Where in New Jersey?
It's New Jersey.
Did it say where at?
It said New Jersey.
Okay, where at? Did it say the place? Did it say New Jersey?
Yes. This man had $200,000 cash.
That's crazy.
Stolen from a Tesla.
That was an inside job.
Yeah, that's an inside job.
A Tesla.
That's why they won't tell you where it was.
A gas station in the parking lot.
Because who walking around with $200,000 on? Somebody kill you for that.
That's right. I'm taking that
cash.
There you go, Gibson. Huh?
Huh? This was cash.
Say it again.
Yeah, somebody kill you for cash.
That's right.
That's too much cash.
And not only that, right? Because I'm going to tell you something. I only have to be there, right? I guarantee you it was in a briefcase. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. They said it was a Tesla driver. Now, first of all, I would like to know Why would you carry $200,000 in cash?
Because he's at
a gas station in the parking lot.
Was it for a drug deal or something?
No. He was getting gas.
That's a drug deal gone bad.
Yeah, because that's too much
money. That's a drug deal gone bad, yeah.
I mean, I probably wouldn't even be sweating if I'm running around with $200,000.
Look, brother, I'm not walking nowhere with that. I don't even walk. Look, I don't allow my keys to jingle. Okay?
Well, they said he was in a parking lot in New Jersey.
In a Tesla. So
at a gas station.
And look, and in an expensive Tesla, right?
Like, right. Let me tell you something.
He got money. That's crazy.
Yeah, since he's got something. He either stole the money or the drugs ain't showed up.
Yep.
One is one or the other.
Because you ain't going to ride around in the Tesla that people that's right. think you got
money.
That's right.
In New Jersey.
Money. Yeah. Oh, yeah. With Camden.
And why are you in a gas station with an electric car anyway?
You're right.
Good point.
Okay.
Good point.
And listen, since you brought up, and this, so I just found this out. If you can afford to, if you can afford to own a Tesla or any electric car, they're low in maintenance. So you don't put up in the gas station anyway.
Mm-mm.
They just told that.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
For the simple reason, I have to change no gas or nothing, so it's low in maintenance. Yep. That's why people who can afford to buy one get it.
Yep. Hmm.
Mm-mm-mm.
Very interesting.
With that kind of money, $200,000 at a gas station.
Look, I was just telling somebody the other day. Since we were on this money subject, let me tell you something. If I had that kind of money, I'm throwing one of the biggest orgies on the planet. I'm just telling you how it's gonna go down.
Okay.
See this way. So this way, right? It won't be no paying off nobody.
Okay.
And everybody knows how it's going to go when you get in there.
Oh, how's
it's
going to
be old-fashioned. It's going to be old-fashioned sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Okay, well, what's that? Right. What's that to the younger audience that don't know about
sex, drugs, and rock and roll? Yes. It's the 70s generation. Because that's another thing why these kids messed up. This is how this works. You have sex. You do drugs, you sit back and listen to the music. Because you're too tired to do anything else.
So what type of drugs are you talking about them to take?
It don't matter. Whatever your twist is, you get drunk. You can smoke all the weed you want. I don't care what you do.
Oh. Well, if they do heroin, they're going to be asleep.
Well, that's all enough. Especially when you play, you do what you want to do.
Oh, okay.
Why you think I want to go on a cruise?
I don't know.
Because I found out you can eat all night. Eat all day. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. I'm coming back 10 pounds heavy. Guaranteed.
I'm going to tell you like this. If you went on a cruise, they got more than enough food for you to eat. You going to be
That's my point.
And you
That's
be,
my point.
Your stomach going to be hurting, though.
Look, brother, I know how to take a break. I take a nap, get up, run it off, and pick up where I left off at.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn right.
You're going to come back 50 pounds heavier.
I don't care. I have something to do. I can run this. I can work this from pulling back off.
Oh, okay.
I lost them. So, that's the iron truck. Well,
do you know how much those cruises cost?
I don't care. I don't care. It's my money. I don't care about how much. That's what's wrong with you, some of y'all folks. I always remember how much stuff costs. We only going to be on the earth for a short time for to get your money out of it. Because now, like I told people, right, I'm the wrong person going to be running around here with $400 or $500 every month. Oh. That's why I'm getting married. That's the other reason why I'm getting married. You forgive me? Because my rent is only $110. I got my gas bill. That's $34.
So are you getting married again now? Because 2 weeks ago you said
No. Now that I got a nice place to live at, now that I'm mature to it, I am getting married. That's the last thing I got to do.
All right, let me ask you one more question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you marrying a white woman?
It doesn't matter. I told you that my dad's mother was white. So why would I complain about that?
No, because you say white people get on your nerves and all that.
No, because white people do get on my nerves.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's not their fault.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Would you marry a white woman? Because then you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, I would marry a white woman unless she got a fat ass and some cum. Okay. It ain't right. Mm-hmm. You ain't said nothing wrong. But they do get on my nerves. It's the shit that they do.
So if you marry her, you're not going
to. Let me tell you something.
You're not going to be
able to. Let me show you how I be like this. You gonna tell me, right? You taking some people's land, you gonna call them savages. Okay. You gonna tell me, right, that it's they claim this is, I watched this program, it's about the history of the Ku Klux Klan. This is what they would tell the slaves. Why the slaves, they tell me in the Bible somewhere that one of Noah's children, somebody saw their father something naked. So the other child was told that they had to be the subordinate to the next child. Okay, that's why he wasn't allowed to be slaves. That's why they had to submit to the white man.
Because somebody was naked?
Yeah, one of these prophets or somebody had two sons.
Right.
The one son tricked the other son to go in the room where the father was. Come to find the father was drunk. He saw him. That's why old timers don't like seeing naked people, because they think that's just bad luck. But that's what the white folks down south back then, during slavery time, told them that since that happened, y'all the descendants of that particular person, so y'all supposed to be our subordinates, okay? You have to look at it. All you do is Google it. Because it's in the Bible, right? And that's why, okay? And then on top of that, right, look at the stuff they do. You're going to run the stewards of this country. The steward, you know the steward is. The indigenous people of this country took care of this country, right? So you're going to take their land, right, mm-hmm. and call them savages, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then you're gonna call them savages, and you're gonna put them on a reservation, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Then y'all gonna destroy the rest of the country. Why you think what's going on out west right now is going on? It's payback time. You got to pay for that. You know, you can't. That's what they call bad karma or bad juju, whatever you want to call it.
Bad juju.
This shit. That's stuff that's going. That's why I come. Why you think people who know what's going on out west don't say nothing about it? Everybody in the world know. And all right, let's do this one. The Book of Enoch. The reason that the Book of Enoch was never canonized, because it predicts what's going on right now.
Oh, the Book of Enoch?
Yeah, it predicts what's going on right now. Enoch is told, after tell Noah about the flood, he said, the rest is what we're going to tell you. It's not for y'all. It's for the future. The future is now. We got the flood. Shit out west is flooding, bro. It's something. This young woman called herself going through the parking lot, ended up going in the creek. Hmm. This fool coming down the highway. You can go on the weather station, YouTube, you can do anything, get it. This dude coming down the highway in the 18-wheeler homes, the water sucked him right on up, and he had to climb out that bitch.
Damn.
And he got hit with another tornado tonight, just like last Friday. Mm. It's going to fuck them. And wait a minute. Don't forget, all that snow that he got this winter in Colorado, that snow got to melt, homes.
Mm.
All right? You can look at it any kind of way you want it. You can put any kind of twist you want it. But you better be ready. The East Coast is next year.
Mm.
All right? Mm. Why do you think I watch this? This stuff ain't going on. This ain't no joke. And the last 4 years has been the last four hottest years on since they've been keeping time. It's going to get hotter. Yesterday, it was 90 degrees in Philadelphia. Mm. It ain't never been 90 degrees in Philadelphia in May in my lifetime. Never. It's gonna go down, y'all. Look, I ain't trying to make you scared. But you need to just focus on a little bit more and learn how to eat cheap. I'm down to one. I know people, we all know I got a healthy appetite. I only eat once a day. I'm starting to eat vegetable and stuff like that because it's about to go down, bro. I'm telling you.
So for the audience, when you say it's about to go down, what do you mean?
We're in the last days, bro.
But see, okay, now, when the people, this generation speaks a lot about the universe, so they really don't believe in the land.
Well, let me help them out. Let me help them out.
Help
them out. I did this. All right. Let me show you how simple y'all are, because I got y'all heads in them damn phones. Oops. All right? This is especially because y'all intellectual, like shit that's run by lefty. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The world borealis is called the Northern Lights. The reason it's called the Northern Lights is because you only should be able to see it if you go as far north, which is like in Canada, in Alaska. Here lately, you've been able to see the world borealis in the lower 48 states. Okay? The world borealis is really what is really a solar flare. If you go back and look at the eclipse, right? You see stuff exploding off it. That's the solar flare, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What most people don't know, our Pico is releasing that electric. That electric, our electric that we get in the sea comes through New York from Canada, okay? And we all know what happens when y'all have no electric. You can't use your phone. Let's start with that one. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the easy one.
Mm-hmm.
You can't use your phone, you're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Why you think they made the phones ring last 2 months ago at the same time? They know what's going on. Right now, as we speak, they have the sign. I've checked in on the NASA app. They have a satellite watching it because they know it's due, a giant solar flare or a giant world borealis. If it hit...
You are referring to a doomsday comet?
What did you say? Say it again?
You're referring to a doomsday asteroid or comet?
Yeah, no, ain't gonna be no doomsday. It's nothing. It's gonna panic, because see, most of these kids can't do without. Me, I can do without. Why do you think I tell people all I need is a TV, a roof, and a job? That's telling you I don't need a whole lot. I can leave right now and go live up in the woods.
Mm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Right this morning, because I trained myself to survive. I was taught to survive. My parents, when we moved from Vallejo Street in 1967, I slept in the coldest room in the house. That was the master bedroom. Because I was 10 years old then. He said, you sleep here, and we'll sleep in the little room. And then next spring, you can come sleep in the little room. I got out of that room 10 years later when I graduated and went to college home. I done slept in leaky houses. I done slept in no houses. I slept in leaks. I slept in houses with no heat. Why you think I like running around with no clothes on? That's a survival skill.
I don't really know. Okay.
I'm going to tell you why. Because that's a survival skill. You have to be able to do without. If it gets cold, I know how to hunker down. That's all. I'm doing is training myself for what's about to happen. I hope I don't be here when it happens, but it's going to happen.
So, for the audience, what are you saying is going to happen? What's going to happen?
Okay. The next war is going to be about water.
Oh.
That's the next war. Because for those of y'all who don't know, Poland Spring has been dried up for the last 20 years, Nestle has a $15 million watering plant in Maine right now. They've been draining Poland Spring out. All you gotta do is look. All you gotta do is go to Martin Marbles when they talk about water.
So okay. What about Canada? They have a lot of water from what I hear because of the
shit. It ain't gonna do them no good if it's It ain't gonna do them no damn good. We got the Great Lakes. We got Lake Superior. We got, oh, something else. Come to find out, right, in Hawaii, they've been pouring that in, jet fuel going to the water.
Mm.
Okay, they doing it, you hear about stuff like that, that's on purpose. How are you going to tell me, since 1945, y'all decide that y'all been doing the water, all of a sudden, you got water leaking into the damn, in the people, into the Hawaii's
that's water. That's the fish up.
Look, bro, the fish been messed up.
Oh, I ain't
fish heard. Been messed up. Yeah, when they, why you think they told about tilapia? That's why they told about it. Because if you know anything about tilapia is like a catfish. It's a bottom feeder. If you Google orcas and their health, and their biological health as of right now, if you have to dissect one, they change more, there's enough plastic in them to make another orca. You can't, if something went wrong, you couldn't eat that because it got just as much plastic in it.
What?
Yeah.
Can you say that again for the people in the back? Because okay. Like I said, they don't know, but we going to tell them anyway.
Everybody know about tilapia.
Yeah, yes.
Tilapia is a bottom feeder. That means it eats.
Now, from I heard the that there was a fish that man made. That's what I heard.
It doesn't matter.
And it says it's not good for you.
It don't matter who made it. The point is we're eating it. That's the point. Okay.
Well, I don't eat tilapia because they say that the fishermen don't eat it. I watched the show.
Right.
So
that's
I'm not going to eat it.
You don't eat nothing that the fishermen don't eat. Matter of fact, you don't eat nothing that no other animal don't eat. That's a survival skill. If you go try to survive, you look at what the animals eat. Then you can eat what they eat. That's all. Survival is easy. Just got to think your way out of it.
Critical
now
thinking.
Back to
critical thinking.
Right. This with the orcas, right? They're the top on their food chain. Okay? So if you're the top on the food chain, you get whatever the thing that you ate before it, you ate it, is in you now.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Alright?
Mm-hmm.
And there's something else they won't tell y'all.
So what you think about crabs and shrimps for the audience?
That's a big bottom feeders. Most religions don't like to eat that stuff either. Crustaceans.
That's true.
They are crustaceans. They're bottom feeders. Most religions will tell you that.
Yeah, that's true.
But this is the big thing. This is the main one. You remember the movie Asteroid? When Bruce Willis went up there and blew up the rock.
Oh, yeah, because he was heading to the earth.
Well,
yeah.
When you see stuff like that, they know something. Ding, 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 last year, right? One of them big rocks came past the earth. All right? Come to find out, there have been monitoring them big rocks for the longest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one that came past the earth will come back in five more years.
Yeah, they said that satellite they just sent up, they got a laser on it, so they must be planning.
It ain't gonna look, brother. Let me tell you something. You got a rock 5 miles, you got a rock at least 3 miles wide, right, Holmes? Moving through space. Space is a vacuum, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, even if you do have a laser, it ain't gonna do it no good. Because it's moving too fast. And what do physics teach us? For every action is the equal and opposite reaction. So if it hit it, and it hit it, the reaction is going to explode.
Yeah.
Now you got a whole lot of pieces of rock coming to Earth. All right? So now you done made the mess. The best thing to do, right, is do like the dinosaurs did. Buckets. That's all. That's all. That's what the dinosaurs did. You're standing somewhere, and all of a sudden, you look up, and all you can see is this dirt coming at you, at a real high speed, ain't a damn thing to do about it because moving faster than the speed of sound. It's over with. When you look up, it's done.
Okay.
But they won't tell people that because they're scared of the panic. All right, now, the last thing. In Detroit, here it is 10 years later, and they still ain't straightened out that leg over in Detroit. That's why I said Flint, the next war is going to be about that water.
Flint, Michigan.
Huh?
Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, I keep calling Detroit. I like Detroit. That's a nice, I like that. So I just like Detroit. You know why I like Detroit? Because Detroit looks just like it did when Jackson 5 was there. They showed Detroit, and on the, they had a marquee for a movie that was still that said, the Jackson 5. That's why I said that. They don't care. Look, all this care country is worrying about that next dollar. Because, see, if they wasn't worried about that next dollar, we wouldn't have these two nut niggas trying to be president. Okay? You got this one asshole ain't man up to say he was fucking an escort. Mm-hmm. All right? So he paid it all. Come on, really? Even Clinton had enough to say, I ain't had sex with him, which he didn't. He didn't have sex with him. They had oral sex, so that's the difference. Mm-hmm. And if Monica Lewinsky wouldn't have kept the nut, the sperm as a trophy, and told Linda Tripp, he wouldn't have never known nothing about it. Why do you think Linda Tripp disappeared? Because she was out of order. You don't tell you don't tell your best girl. That's kissing and telling. Mm. It's a good thing. It's a good thing that she wasn't. Why do you think I tell people, right, I know things that are grounds of divorce? All right, because I do know shit like that. I'm not going to never tell nobody. So now she dismissed. That's the world we live in, bro. That's why I tell people, that's why I'm just now getting my last pieces of my blessing. I got me a nice place to live in. I'm going to get back with my last fiancé. And it's going to be the end of it. If they want, I told somebody last night, if I can get 5 years more out of this when I marry her, I'm cool. You taking it. I did anything I wanted to do. I went to high school, had fun, party, and enjoyed myself. I said, I'm the best friends in the world, right? I'm cool. I don't have nothing to be upset about.
I heard that.
You okay? I don't have nothing to be upset about. Nothing. You know what I mean? My grandmother got, thanks to my brother, got about like 20 great-great-grandchildren and children left around here. My mother got like 20 great-grandchildren. I'm cool. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody bother me. I could lay around, I could do the stuff I like to do, walk around. Don't nobody do nothing, don't bother me. I said, I've been staying in my lane. Because my lane, I'm an individual. I've had my lane. So, this nigga's crazy. Trying to keep up with the Joneses. You better get out of here. Better figure out about what's about to go on. It's so ironic, right? I'm doing, what you call it? Comparative religion. Why you think I'm talking about Enoch? Because if you do comparative religion, it'll take you back to the Samaritan.
Can you explain that for the audience?
Samaritans, this is, and then I'm in the science anyway. And what I say is I might be the devil. Okay, I'll tell you that at the end. The Samaritans are considered the first civilization. The reason that they considered the first civilization, because everything that they had their own, everything like we have now, all that comes from them. But when you study Samaritans like that, that means you have to deal with the Essenes. Essenes are the people that wrote the Dead Sea Scrolls. They wrote the Dead Sea Scrolls because they knew about the Samaritans. And when you learn about the Samaritans, you get the whole Bible story. The Samaritans did the Bible story. When Catholicity got a hold to it, that's how Enoch got into it. See, when you do that, the main reason that they wouldn't put Enoch into the Bible, because if you listen to what he's saying, the Anunnaki, right, are the ones who came to Earth. The Anunnaki are the ones who taught Enoch about what was going on. The Anunnaki was flying flew Enoch around his spaceship. Because what he describes things in his era. Okay? When you listen to what he said, he took about a spaceship. But you can't put that in the Bible. Right? Well, so they adjusted it. Okay? They adjusted it. Because if you notice, you only hear about Enoch. The only time you hear about Enoch is when he tells Noah about the flood. Oh, and that's the end of it. But if you listen to the story of the Anunnaki, you get the whole story of the Bible. Mm. So that's called cross. That's why I'm not telling nobody about how they religion is, about what to believe in, or nothing like that. But Einstein said, "Religion without science is lame, and science without religion is blind." That's why he said that. When Einstein died, he was 70 years old, but he had a brain of a 40-year-old. And same thing with Tesla. Tesla was special too. All the stuff that we got is because of Tesla. Because Tesla wanted to make electricity free. You know, folks with money wasn't going to hear that. So they gagged them. Same thing with Oppenheimer. They did them the same way. When they push people to the side like that, they up to no good. This country sucked, huh? Something else, like in the 40s, we had four companies giving money to the Germans. They won't tell you that. When Roosevelt made that famous speech, December 7, 1941, at Dead and Live in Italy, he had sinus problems. He snorted some coke to clear his nose. They won't tell you all that either. But if you watch the biography of Roosevelt, you will find that out. And just like that. And just like Roosevelt.
He snorted cocaine.
Like Teddy Roosevelt. That story about him running up saying, "I know that didn't happen." What they should be telling you is that the 8th and 9th Cavalry, better known as the Buffalo Soldiers, are the first soldiers to leave this country and fight in the foreign war. And if you go to Thomas Edison's museum, you can see the actual film of the 8th and 9th Cavalry going up and the white people running down that damn hill. Alright? Then you wonder why I'm mad with fucking white people. Damn right I'm mad with white people. Because all they do is lie. And the reason that we're in this predicament around the world comes to Teddy Roosevelt. After that, he put the Navy together and he took the motherfuckers on tour like it was Beyonce or somebody. Are you kidding me? Why am I fucking mad with white people? They fucked the whole game. You put the whole shit up. You come to this country, you take motherfucking shit, you poison them. Right? You give them measles, but you're talking about to be happy with you. No, you in the fucking way. That's why what's happening out there, yes, two bad people dying. Yes, I don't give a fuck. Let the motherfucker burn and let him drown. Talk to y'all next time.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go on.
Okay, go ahead.
16